The old ones who have been in this discipline for 30, 40 years, they are getting old. Now, there is a false precept, concept, that somehow the body is not important. You know, the soul, the heart, the akawa, the intelligence, you know, is the important part. But let me tell you one thing. One only realizes the value of something when you lose it. You realize how important money was when you lose your money, when how important it was one's job when you lose your job, how important your father and mother were when you lose them, how important your country was when you lose it. You will find out, inshallah, that you will all live as long as I do, or longer, inshallah. But when the activity becomes hard, you see, when I talk about doing things, I am not talking about achievement. I am talking about service. When you have the power and the youth and the health, and you move and you do things, and when you get old and you can no longer help people, and in fact you become dependent on the help of people, you are going to realize how important it was when you were healthy and young and strong and fa'al and active, and that you will be sad that you have really threw away or not used properly this capacity, this period in your life. So my message to you tonight, while you can still move and while you can still put into action, you know, what you feel which has to be done, do it. Don't leave it to mañana. Because life is short, then you will regret when you become 90 and you won't be able to walk more than 70 steps. and you won't be able to do much. Because all of us, we have been brought to the face of this planet for a certain amount of service, and we have certainly been given the energy, the health, the strength to be able to actualize this duty of service, constructive service. But we say, I will do it tomorrow, and then I will do it next year, and I will do it in the next 10 years, and all of a sudden you are unable to do it. And I think it is simple. So don't be lazy. And all of us, even the hardest working amongst us, you know perfectly well yourself that you can do at least as much more than what you are already doing. to do it. Until you cannot walk more than 70 steps. I'm very glad to be back. Whatever limitation we get with me, I intend to spend it till the end, and I hope that you will participate. I am not saying don't take your prayers and don't fast and don't read properly, but I think the most important thing that we are brought to this planet to do is to be active, to be constructive, to help each other and to help others. And in fact, clearly, my experience during the past 30, 40 years with my children are the ones who serve, who are active, who work hard, they excel, and the others, the lazy ones, they fall behind. I cannot be any clearer. I'm not going to name anybody, but you know, recently that I have had the experience with a new dervish, a young dervish, who is working very, very, very hard and who is being a good husband and a good father and a good worker and also a good dervish. But if you are not a good husband or a good wife, or a good father or a good mother, and a hard worker, and devote yourself to fast during the day and pray the night, I don't think you will measure to that person who I'm mentioning. And somebody asked me, well, I have had very interesting experiences in Turkey this year. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, it's really cold, Mr. Manager. You know, traditionally, sheikhs also are supposed to be able to cure people. And in fact, we have been witnesses, right, Baba, with Muzaffar Efendi and with Sefer Baba, that they have really prayed for certain people and who got cured. The proof that I am not that kind of a sheikh is, I have never done that. Maybe once or twice, and once a month he died. Well, at this moment early, I saved for them, but then they died, you know. The operation was a success and the patient died at them.
Everybody died.
Everybody died. we have had it in innumerable visitors in Kalmaja. Finally, we had to escape because poor mother had enough of being a tea server. So people came. I divorced, my husband divorced me, fine. and my present lover doesn't want to marry me, well, find another lover who will want to marry you. But this is not the answer, that I have to somehow tie some ropes and some garlic and make some abracadabra, and so that the other one is, my father was a drunkard, yeah, and he died, and my sister keeps seeing him without legs, but gives all sorts of news of the future, you know, and should be somehow, you know, act upon this news of the future. And I said, well, my suggestion to you is what I heard my sheikh say, that he died 2,000 salawat, and sent to Rasulullah and asked him to have your father, and your father is in bad shape. Of course, it's not what she wanted to hear either. No? And things like that. And then, in addition to that, so now they are trying to make me a great artist, you know, in Turkish art history. I'm the greatest, the most avant-garde artist, or Turkish artist. And then there are all these people in the newspaper, people are historians and gallery owners, you know, they come, they say, my one legacy is in the grave, I know, what do I want to be a great artist for? And then, of course, I wrote this book, I think it was a bad idea, the biography, and then I'm a writer too, and then newspaper people come here and write. So I mean, it was a mess. So anyhow, amongst those people, one of them asked about us being Halveti. I don't remember who it was. Is that what we do? We go and do 40-day harvest? I said, no. In fact, you know, for us, it has been forbidden as far as I know. Yeah. We have to somehow be like everybody else and hoping that people do not get hurt with our being bad, not going into seclusion to protect oneself from the badness of the world and badness of the other people. If we somehow or another hiding ourselves by camouflaging ourselves, it's so that we don't want people to get hurt by us, not us, by the people. Did you know that? Well, maybe you didn't know that, and you better know that too. So, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't sleep well last night. Maybe that's another thing. I don't sleep well. Maybe I should go to a sleep doctor too. Anybody has anything to say?
Yes. Welcome back, Babylon. I'm so happy to see you.
You're a demo to just now.
You're a now. Me too, I miss you. Nobody asked here to make me do abracadabra so that their mother married me. Actually, you hardly ask anything from me. So I hope that you had a pleasant summer. It was hot and wet.
Dry.
You must have felt.
We had a drought for a month. We had no rain until Wednesday for a month.
Did
kaydı yağmur yağmasın bize ki dünya.
So I hope you will forgive me not to participate in the Zikruba and the rest of the evening. So, is it
Thank you.